Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think he's a great player. I got to, he was in our rehab at the Achilles Factory in the offseason. Wasn't rehabbing Achilles, but he was out there. Got to know him just a little bit. I think he's a great kid. He's super, super talented. I mean, he is an elite player. When a guy's going to follow, you know, we call it like star coverage, the respect level for me goes up because especially when those guys not only follow him on the outside but follow him on the inside, because it's different playing a corner on the outside and playing a corner on the inside, playing the nickel position. And that's just, it's hard to do in the league. There's not that many guys that have been able to do it. But I give those guys who do the star coverage a lot of credit, a lot of respect. And Christian's one of those guys, you know, who enjoys the challenge, enjoys the competition.
Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee. I guess shame on me. He does this every week in season. I guess I forgot about that because he was gone last year, or he was hurt last year.
Yeah, right.
I guess I forgot he does it while he's a player.
Yeah, then people were mad because he was doing it like, and he had all the COVID stuff for a while. Remember, he kept saying that, and then people were mad. They're like, "How can ESPN let him on there?" And like McAfee still has him on, but yeah, the injury is like what knocked it out last year. But yeah, he hops on there. I think that's probably why McAfee has AJ Hawk, is just so he can get Aaron Rodgers on. I bet that's the connection.
That's the connection.
I would assume so.
That's what aligns.
Yeah, I think so.
Aaron Rodgers on the show, AJ Hawk. Yeah. I mean, they were teammates.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if Matt, because I don't think McAfee ever played with him. I mean, I'm sure these guys all kind of know each other, but I think that was probably how they got him.
It's weird. Rodgers has a connection to Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What do you think he's doing? You think that's planned?
Yeah, probably.
I think that's planned.
A little bit.
That's kind of like, hey man, you're awesome.
Smart.
And he's gonna pick on him. In this game.
Maybe, yeah.
Like something like
he
that.
He knows he's got something on him that he can get him.
Yeah.
But that's classic wrestling, Jones. You always prop up your opponent because then when you beat him, it looks really impressive. And then if you somehow lose, you're like, well, I told you how good he was. Of course I lost.
Yeah.
Look how great they are.
Yeah, look at this guy over here. What was I supposed to do? Make throws on Christian Gonzalez?
No, it makes no sense to go there like, this guy sucks. And then it's like, okay, then you better win by like 50. Yeah. Or otherwise you look stupid.
Yeah, so. Blew up in Colorado State's face this past weekend.
Didn't go great for them.
Smack talk and Shadur.
I don't know. They shouldn't smack talk anybody. Those are two bad teams.
It's fair.
Colorado State's real bad.
It's fair.
But whatever.
It's hour number two. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Again, that was Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the McAfee show. I do think Aaron Rodgers had a better chance of picking on Christian Gonzalez and taking advantage of Christian Gonzalez, like, I don't know, 3 and 4 years ago when he could still throw.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since Rodgers has been good. So far through two games, he hasn't done much.
Three touchdowns, though.
Okay.
Compared to the Patriots offense, that is.
But what's he throwing for a week? We said it yesterday.
Yeah, not
it's
much.
Like under 200 yards both games.
Yep.
So that's not vintage Aaron Rodgers. Like, a couple of touchdowns. So
no.
What?
No.
And
still working the kinks out. Guy is coming off an Achilles.
He has Garrett Wilson, who I think we all consider a stud receiver.
Yes.
He was hurt a year ago, so throw that one out. But he's coming back from an Achilles injury when he's in his 40s. His last year in Green Bay, by his standards, was poor. I mean, for a lot of quarterbacks, you'd take it. I think it was 26 touchdowns, 12 picks, 90-something quarterback rating, 3,600 yards, something like that, off the top of my head. I was looking it up this morning. But he wasn't good that year. The Packers weren't good that year. And that was with, in retrospect, a pretty good young receiving core in Green Bay that he pointed the finger at and blamed over and over and over again. So I ask you, Rich Keefe,
yes.
And I ask the people of Boston, 617-779-7937. Not just for Thursday night, Patriots and Jets on Amazon, Thursday Night Football, short week for both teams. Patriots looking to go to 2-1. I ask you, who would you rather be? Which organization would you rather be? The Jets with an aging, formerly great quarterback.
Yeah, he was great.
And a stacked roster around him.
Yeah.
Or the Patriots with no roster, but hopefully the long-term answer at quarterback. Who would you rather be?
I think long-term, believe it or not, it'd be the Patriots. Now, it all hinges on Drake May, and so, you know, you'd have to sort of speculate on that. Right now, we don't know, right? Drake May could be great, could be a bust, could be somewhere in between, but at least you have the upshot at the most important position where the Jets don't. Like, I like the Jets way more than you do for this season.
Yeah,
and
I'm
maybe
surprised you're answering
season.
Patriots.
But I'm thinking long-term. Like, I think the Jets need to do it this year and next because I really don't like their coach. I think Gerard Mayo I actually like more than Robert Saleh. Gerard Mayo's had less of a chance to kind of fail, whereas Robert Saleh, I think, ain't it. I don't think he's the answer in New York. And you got to do it this year with Aaron Rodgers. So that's why I like them more right now, because I think if you look around, like Garrett Wilson, big check mark for the Jets over the Patriots. They have a legitimate number one receiver. But I feel like Breece Hall, Ramondre kind of cancel each other out. Sauce Gardner.
I mean, Hall's better, but they both have good running backs.
Hall's better, but yeah, Stevenson is more than serviceable. He's very good.
And Hall has a long injury track record.
Sauce is better than Gonzalez, but at least it's a young guy who I like a lot and has looked pretty good early on. So it's like those are two marquee positions. But so to me, it really comes down to coach quarterback. You know, those are the two biggest spots on an NFL roster, and you at least have that legit lottery ticket with Drake May, because as soon as Aaron Rodgers retires or gets knocked out or whatever else, they're right back in the, you know, spin the wheel and look for a quarterback. And if you have a high pick, good luck. If you don't, you know, even more good luck to you. So I think long term, the Patriots are probably in a better position, even though the Jets are set up to win right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think the structure of the teams really is that different. The Patriots are a defense first team. The Jets right now, by the way, have been run on the first 2 weeks of the year. I think they're really good in the passing game, but they have a good defense. Patriots have a good defense.
Yep.
They're run-oriented, at least they were a year ago. Let's see as Rodgers continues to grow. Patriots are run-oriented. Both teams have defensive coaches, as you point out. Both teams have much maligned coordinators.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Why am I blanking on the guy who used to be in Denver who calls the plays
Hackett.
Now? Thank you. Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett's awful.
AVP. Like,
I'd take AVP probably.
You know, Spider-Man meme pointing at each other. Yeah, like, who are these guys? Yeah. And so Garrett Wilson might be a bit of a tiebreaker, but the Patriots also hopefully have the answer in-house long-term for a quarterback. I'm surprised you said Patriots, given your affinity for the Jets. I definitely say Patriots.
Well, I just think after this year, I think it's Jets. But I'm saying as soon as Rodgers is done, you already think he is done. I think he's going to at least bounce back and be all right this year.
I think he's kind of cooked, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's a big injury, and you know, just because Tom Brady can play into his 40s doesn't mean every quarterback in the NFL can play into his 40s. So I'm kind of giving him the chance. But even if I say he's good this year, I'm not going to put my money on him being good again next year. And then they just don't have a quarterback. At least the Patriots turn over to Drake May. And if he's good, then they're definitely the answer. Yeah. If he's not, then they're pork. They're kind of the same.
And look, they're still the Jets. Like, let's not underestimate that either. They're still the Jets. They're going to Jets it up somehow. They're going to do something they always do. Do you trust them to figure it out?
They haven't.
Do you trust the Jets to figure it out? Now, if you want to say, well, do I trust the Patriots since Tom Brady left?
Touche.
Fair. Touché. Completely fair. Yeah. But there's not anywhere near as long of a track record, meaning 5 years versus my whole lifetime, with the Jets.
I feel like next year, if the Jets don't do really well this year, right? Let's say they don't at very least make the playoffs and probably even win a playoff game, aren't they new head coach, new quarterback? And then that's such a crapshoot. You could go Steve Wilkes, Josh Rosen, or you could go D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud. Like, it's, you have no idea. And they probably wanted the number two pick, so they won't go like a C.J. Stroud type. So they're just going to be swimming in it. So as much as I like Wilson and Hall and Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, like, they have good players. Yeah. They've drafted well in recent years. The coach quarterback thing is so big where I would give the benefit of the doubt to Drake May, Gerard Mayo in year 2-3 that I would whatever the Jets are going to come up with.
617-779-7937. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. This is a little bonus Would You Rather.
That's right.
With the two teams going into Thursday Night Football. Who'd you rather be? The Patriots or the Jets? We shockingly both say the Patriots.
For long term. Again, for this year,
not necessarily for the game.
Yeah.
But who's in a healthier spot? Which franchise is in a better spot? I'm with you. I say Patriots.
Well, the Jets, last year, they thought they were, like, really going for it. And that's why I thought they should have been at the top of the list for Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick wouldn't have been good in Atlanta. I don't think would have been the right guy to come back again here in New England. But for a roster that's already built really well, and for a quarterback that has the same kind of timetable as Belichick, I thought it made all the sense in the world. But instead, they bring back Robert Saleh, who just really, I don't think is the answer. So I think they're going to be looking for a coach quarterback again next year, or maybe Rodgers can kind of save his job. But then even still, you're looking at 2 years max, where hopefully at some point Drake May takes over this year, and then they just never look back. And then if you have the quarterback, then that's the obvious answer.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
617-779-7937. Phil's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
On the would you rather, I got to say the Jets are stacked talent-wise, and the ownership is willing to come way out of pocket to get what they want. So until the Patriots show me that they're willing to do some real, real money spending and then start stacking their roster, it's kind of hard to argue with, you know, okay, a quarterback versus a massive amount of talent head start and, you know, the fact that the ownership will go absolutely insane to get what they want.
Phil, I know you have a second point, I know you have a second point. I think it's fair. Like the Jets have shown more of a propensity to spend than the Patriots have. I think that's fair.
Yeah, but a lot of the Jets' best players besides Aaron Rodgers are on their rookie deals. So, like, let's see. Let's see if they pony up to keep those guys.
What was your second point, Phil?
All right. The Rager release, right?
Yep.
It's, you know, a threat. This could happen to you, right? Let's say you're a guy like DeMario Douglas and, you know, team kind of sucks. You don't like the direction. You don't like AVP, you know. So all I have to do is keep chirping and I get to be a free agent. Oh, God, don't threaten me with such a bad time.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before. It's like, oh, you know, you shoot your way out of town. Is that really such a bad thing? He has no leverage. I mean, DeMario Douglas, and I don't know the teams would be lining up to go get him.
No, they don't have to. And you see what the Patriots did with Javon Baker. They felt there was more value in Javon Baker. They didn't cut him.
Mm-hmm.
They said they took care of it in-house. They suspended him. They wouldn't say what it was, but he wasn't active for week one. And so they could play it that way. Also, somebody like Pop Douglas, not that he has tremendous value, but if he's such a problem, they could probably flip him and get a pick. And then you have no control over where they flip you to. Like, I don't think you're just going to be like a street free agent if you're, you know, one of the top 25 players on the roster.
No, I think that's fair. By the way, update on Woj. The scoops,
yeah, this is odd.
The scoop streets. I missed this. Schefter, I guess, put this out. Okay. Of all the people reporting on Woj.
Yep.
Schefter said Woj has agreed to become the general manager of men's basketball at St. Bonaventure.
A pretty coveted job.
Where he was an alum. He will cover, or that role will cover, NIL.
Yep.
Recruiting. And other jobs assisting the head coach.
You know, I heard somebody else was the
recruiting.
GM somewhere
recruiting's
else.
Like super relaxed. That's he's talking about relaxing with his family. Recruiting super relaxed.
It's very strange.
Paying college athletes with NIL money super relaxed. That's a It's a weird move, but if he wants to do it, more power to him. I'm happy yeah. It's not a health thing, is my point.
But if you're a high school kid and you get a text from Woj versus like somebody else, you're like, oh, I'm interested in that. Yeah, that might help him. But that is weird. And like all these teams have GMs now.
Yeah.
I mean, they should. They're basically pro teams.
It's a growing trend in college sports.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.